This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, yesterday we had a guest on the show, and he had brought up the fact that, you know, he'll stand behind good governments and he'll also oppose bad government. Well, that's the obligation, duty of every citizen in this country, friends, is to do just that. We are to guard that jewel called liberty concerning those that represent we the people and every other aspect which pertains to our liberties, friends. But what's interesting to note is he was talking about Donald Trump, and he was talking about the compromises that he was beginning to see with Donald Trump. Well, you just give them enough rope, you know the old saying, sooner or later they're going to hang themselves. Well, I want to say this, and I said a little bit of it yesterday, but I want to say it again today. I watched this 60 Minutes interview with Donald Trump and his family. I'll tell you what I appreciated was the respect that the children had for their dad. Wisdom is justified by our children. That was an A+. Big thumbs up. I went over to Melania. I noticed that she was willing to confront Donald at every given turn. She said she does it all the time. That's good, but keep in mind, Michelle did the same thing during the 60 Minutes interview concerning Barack Hussein Obama, and look what we got with that. And going on and going forward concerning the topic in which I'm highlighting, then it came over to Donald Trump, and we noticed that with Donald Trump, well, it seemed like it was sincere and genuine concerning the topics in which he means to the agendas he means to bring forth. All good, right? I'm not with them on the gay agenda whatsoever, and keep in mind, America, a little leave and leave it at the whole lump, and if you look at what happened concerning the gay agenda, they made way, they opened the door for Sharia right behind them. You're not paying attention to that. But saying this, friends, I will stand, just for the record, if you do that which is constitutionally legitimate and legal and lawful, friends, I will be the first one to stand behind you 100%. If you are one that's going to go ahead and play the political games, the diplomats, and you know what diplomacy is, right, friends? Benjamin Franklin rightly called diplomacy seduction in another guise. I'm going to call you out, and I'm going to stand in front of you every step of the way. You want to violate the law? We're going to remove you as a transgressor of that law, because that is not the purpose of government. Again, the purpose is to ensure our rights, not to strip them away. Now, in saying that, friends, we've seen the compromise day after day since President, even the night of President-elect Donald Trump's victory. Okay, we've seen him, how he had shared with the American people as to how the American people owe the likes of the Clintons a great debt of gratitude for her service to our country. Now, I want you to remember, Donald Trump's aide just got on television a couple days ago, and she had shared with the American people that Donald Trump will not prosecute Hillary Clinton, now listen carefully, in hopes of helping to heal Hillary Clinton. Now do your best, friends, to forget all the dead bodies around the Clintons, as well as the thousands of crimes and acts of treason that they have committed against we, the American people. And the aide said that Donald wants to help heal Hillary Clinton. Well, friends, yesterday we played audio showing you and sharing forth and bringing forth, friends, that which Donald said out of his own mouth. We played audio. Well, he stepped in it, friends. He's playing the political game right now. Now, I also want you to listen to this, because now this aide today is talking about how Donald Trump demands loyalty as he is considering the likes of Mitt Romney, who called Donald Trump on the campaign trail a con man and a huckster for the Secretary of State. Now, the question I have for you, is there no end to America's hypocrisy? I want you to listen to this carefully. This is the same aide that just reported that Donald wants to help heal Hillary Clinton. But America, that's not what he told you before he became president-elect Donald Trump.
My email has been blowing up over the speculation that Governor Mitt Romney, who met with Donald Trump, might get the Secretary of State position, and a lot of people are beyond mystified considering all the horrible things and the effort that he helped lead to smear and hurt Donald Trump. And also a lot of people are asking me, what are you going to do? Can you comment on both of those things? Because a lot of people think you deserve a big position, like me.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I've been offered a big position, but Sean, the fact is that I'm here to support the president-elect and the vice president-elect, both men whom I know and admire greatly. However they need me right now in the transition, I told them as recently as an hour ago, don't worry about me, all that will come together. But in terms of Governor Romney, I think the Secretary of State position is such that, and all the cabinet positions, you have to be qualified and capable, number one. Number two, you have to be loyal to what President-elect Trump has said his vision of the world and his agenda is for this first 100 days.
So if you call him a fraud and a huckster and whatever else, I mean, remember that speech he gave? It was horrible, just awful.
Well, and I just want to say generally, apart from Governor Romney, that there were a lot of never-Trumpers who were never-Trump up until the last moment. Go read their Twitter feeds. Go pull the tape of what they were saying on TV cameras and in print in different places. They didn't think he would win, and they wanted to pile on. Instead of helping the nominee of their party, they piled on. And in terms of a diverse cabinet, I'm all for diversity, but I think maybe one never-Trumper is enough, so let's not get 2, 3, 5 in there. That would be my polite suggestion. But at the same time, I think Donald Trump is somebody who commands loyalty and shows loyalty to those around him, but he's mostly loyal to the American people and the ideas that he ran on.
Well, my email is running
to fill that cabinet.
About 100-1 against, and people are mad about that he's even considering it.
Well, of course, this is Sean Hannity. By the way, P.S., he's probably the only guy that I like on that outlet. And it's also interesting to know, just for a side note, not giving myself accolades, Sean Hannity, after he's seen a New York Times piece on me several years back when it was reported back to me, he said, Bradley Dean is bigger than life. So, folks, I naturally like the guy. In other words, what he was doing is he was feeling the presence of the Christ, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, right? And we are overcomers. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. So it's interesting that he found his faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Enough said about me having fun. Aside of that, keep in mind what he just got done saying. His emails are running over 100-1 against Mitt Romney. Why is Donald Trump considering the likes of Mitt Romney, who told you, America, during the second election cycle of Barack Hussein Obama, that he was pro-life when, in fact, he was supporting Planned Parenthood? He said that he was pro-homosexual, friends, or, I'm sorry, pro-marriage, yet, in fact, he was supporting NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. And it's interesting, Mitt Romney is also the architect, along with Jonathan Gruber, concerning Massachusetts when he was the governor, of something called Obamacare. Okay, why would he be considering the likes of Mitt Romney? Friends, it's bleeding into the establishment in which you're complaining about. I told you so.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Wow, that's interesting. Did you just hear that commercial, friends? Your reputation, people looking at your reputation online, it could destroy your personal life. Folks, it comes with the territory. I lost my reputation like that of Christ who made himself of no reputation in the book of Philippians when I gave my life over to Christ. It's interesting how people try to defend that, isn't it? You know, as a matter of fact, you have people all of a sudden, they'll go online and look at your name and it's like, wait a second, you know your enemies, friends. You know the man by his enemies, and that's exactly what I would say concerning any real ministry, any real representative in your country. You know them by their enemies. When they're talking smack about good people, friends, you know they're good because they're bad. What's the argument against righteousness, holiness, goodness, and truth in Christ? An unholy life, and that's exactly what we see. I just thought I'd share that with you really quick. We were talking about how Donald Trump's aide just came out and said that they were not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. We played that audio yesterday in hopes of helping to heal the likes of Hillary Clinton. By the way, we were told after, just a couple days ago, Donald Trump said he didn't want to go after the Clintons because they're good people. He doesn't want to hurt anybody. But don't worry about all the dead bodies around, folks, the Clintons. And don't forget the acts of treason around the Clintons. Just do your best to overlook those things, we're told. I mean, Donald's such a good guy, friends. He wants to overlook their crime. Wait a second. Mercy to a society is dropping the judgment upon criminals. That's mercy to a society because it protects the innocent. And it also shows those that want to commit the crime the fear of, it teaches them the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom to depart from iniquity by the fact that you will enforce the law. But what are we hearing today? Just the exact opposite. But again, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that the mercies of the wicked are cruel. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And during the first segment, friends, we played some audio about how Donald Trump, through his aide, demands loyalty as he is considering the likes of Mitt Romney, who during the campaign called Donald Trump a con man and a huckster, but he's considering him for the Secretary of State. And to follow up, line upon line, precept upon precept, a guy named Jason posted this and said, here's Trump. Folks, we're going to go after Hillary. Trump supporters say, lock her up, lock her up. Folks, you're seeing this all across the country still. Trump says, well, I don't think I'm going to go after her anymore after he becomes the president-elect. Trump supporters say, wow, brilliant strategy. Trump says, well, I mean, it still could happen, I guess. Trump supporters say, well, he's a man that sticks to his principles. I mean, folks, are we dealing with a chameleon? Because conservatives are now beginning to call out the compromises that you were warned about before you even chose President-elect Donald Trump. Now, I know we can give him a little time, friends, but I'll tell you what. We already see now five strikes against him. Him contradicting everything he said on the campaign trail. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama and any other candidate that we've had in this country over the last 60 years, friends, has done the exact same thing. They say one thing on the campaign trail, then after the day of the inauguration like that of Barack Hussein Obama, they begin to attack America. They begin to attack America. And you don't take the good with the bad. Remember the lesser of two evils? Which one do you vote for? Neither. Which brings me to the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. Did you know that he's alluring, funding, and protecting illegals regardless of you innocent Americans? Wow! Who's these guys working for, America? Because they ain't working for you. This is the hand of God in perfect judgment. You know, an individual said the short memories of the American voters is what keeps politicians in office. Let me say it again. The short memories of the American voters is what keeps politicians in office. Why, America, are you so soft on criminals? I want to tell you why. Because you're soft on yourself. But I want to let you know, rest assured, on Judgment Day, you're going to be judged for every idle thought and every idle word that comes out of your mouth in every action you bring forth. You're going to be judged. Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. I don't understand a lot of Americans today. I can tell you that. It's a lack of Americanism, as a matter of fact. Because America, you represent patriotism, and that means to uphold dying laws. You represent the Christ, first and foremost, both natural and spiritual. I'm bringing it forth, folks. But the fact of the matter is God has shed his grace upon you and God has blessed you, America. Is it not time for you to stand up and bless God? As a matter of fact, listen to this. This is none other than the third president of the United States. He was also the architect, the main architect for the Declaration of Independence, which three quarters again of that documentation is throwing off tyranny across the pond and within. He said, Thomas Jefferson did, in questions of power then, let no more be heard of confidence in man. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. Amen. But bind him down, said Thomas Jefferson, from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. By the chains of the Constitution. America, are you doing that today? You should be. And it starts now, so this doesn't get out of hand. Remember again, this individual said the short memories of the American voters is what keeps politicians in office. They're not supposed to be politicians. They are called to be representatives and statesmen and stateswomen. Now, I want to go back to December 17th, 2015, where the headline brought forth, Paul Ryan hands everything Obama wants in $1 trillion omnibus bill, including funding for refugee plan and CISA. Okay, read Proverbs 26:28. It was reported that Paul Ryan's first major legislative achievement was a total and complete sellout of the American people, which masqueraded as an appropriations bill. Read Luke 22:48. Why is it that the American people have not come to the realization that these politicians know exactly what they are doing? America, why do you feel that these individuals that represent we, the people that are transgressing the Constitution and its enumerated laws, why do you feel for some reason or another they're misguided? They're not misguided. They're simply not working for you. It's that simple. And to suggest that they don't know what they're doing, how many times have I heard professed conservatives and Christians say that Obama's an idiot? No, the idiocy falls to the people that tolerate him and his crimes. He's the one that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. He went into office knowing exactly what he wanted to do. And America, 318.9 million people, you let him do it. So who's the idiot? I mean, the joke is on you. It's not on those that corrupt the laws. Tear them down, and they attempt to recreate them in their own ungodly, devilish images. Again, why is it that the American people have not come to the realization that these politicians know exactly what they are doing? And why is it that the American people, instead of dealing with the treasonous, self-serving criminals, give them a pass over and over, only to suffer another abuse of power, which our forefathers taught us to throw off? Read the Declaration of Independence. Now, friends, it's a question that Americans must answer, because I want to tell you something. No one else is going to do it for you. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and then when you get a moment, read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Now, think of the content found in this unconstitutional and unlawful omnibus bill that Paul Ryan passed, when he literally gave the foreign criminal in the People's White House, Barack Hussein Obama, his Muslim name, everything that he wanted to further fundamentally transform America. By the way, I seen this clown, the joke is on you, America, at the RNC. And I want to tell you what, you want to talk about demigod attitude, folks? These people act, and I'm about to prove it, that they are above the law. I mean, just, I'm embarrassed for them, and I'm ashamed of those that tolerate these kind of people. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the content of this illegal omnibus bill. Ryan's omnibus bill, fully funded DACA, this is what it is. Deferred Action for Childhood. Notice how they're playing the sympathies of the American people. So to suggest to you, if you turned it down, look at this guy, he hates kids. No, I love the law, and it applies to all of us. DACA is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and it has granted about 700,000 illegal aliens with work permits, as well as the ability to receive tax credits and federal entitlement programs, all on your dime. This is the Speaker of the House. This is what the conservatives call the good guy. This is what the people of this country call the right. Hey, folks, look left. He's doing you a favor. And I want to tell you something, left and right, I'm for both of you, but I want to tell you something, on both sides, you're in trouble, because you're not called to be separated, you're called to be unified according to the laws in which God has bestowed upon us. But if you want to play little games, you go ahead and do it, but you go to a communist nation or to the Middle East in which you love those illegals, or go past the southern border. If you want to go to Mexico, then go there. Let's take these representatives and send them back to the special interest groups that are financing them to destroy our country, America. I mean, it was funny the other day, someone posted a picture of a Mexican in America illegally with a Mexican flag. I mean, does this guy need help? I mean, if he loves Mexico so much, then why didn't he stay there? I mean, that's my point. I can help him along. What do you say we buy him a one-way ticket? We'll be right back.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books, and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-958. 9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, or go over to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to call in over the next two segments, you may. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, truly it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Wanted to go back to the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, the good guy, we're told, right, who's alluring, funding, and protecting illegals coming into this country regardless of innocent Americans. Matter of fact, he gave everything over to Barack Hussein Obama concerning the $1 trillion omnibus bill bringing in illegals into our country from the southern border and from the Middle East. Why would he want to do something like that? You know what's interesting about these hypocrites? I mean, it's like they're anti-gunners, but they have Secret Service armed around them, protecting them from you, the peasants. Isn't that interesting? Have you not seen through this yet, America? It's also interesting to note that Ryan, man, he is just so set on showing compassion, and I'm going to get to that in just a moment here, but he's so interested in showing compassion to all these foreigners coming into the United States of America. But, America, did you know that he has a wall around his home? And he has armed guards around his home? Boy, see how this works, America? I mean, it's just crazy stuff. Let's go back to some of the content concerning Ryan's omnibus bill. Did you know that it funds sanctuary cities for illegals? Almost 12 months ago, 32-year-old Katie Steinle was bleeding to death in her father's arms. She was gunned down in broad daylight by a 5-time deported criminal alien whose presence in this country was the direct result of San Francisco's refusal to comply with U.S. immigration laws. Yet Paul Ryan, omnibus rewards these lawless sanctuary cities with federal grants. They're being allured. They're being rewarded for violating the law, America. Division B, Title II of Ryan's Omnibus Funds, various grant programs for the Department of Justice, pages 167, 168, and 169. So there is no misunderstanding. It contains no language that would restrict the provisions of such grants to sanctuary jurisdictions. Why would they subject you, America? And just think about it. Barack Hussein Obama, on the other hand, is releasing illegal felons from American prisons back out onto the street in the number of 68,000. What are they trying to do? I'll tell you what. God said, when you forget me, I'll turn that nation into hell. And that's exactly what the American people have done. Is you are eating the fruit of your own ways. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. If you want to remain in lawlessness and not enforce my laws, this is exactly what you're going to reap. And it's exactly what the American people have reaped. I mean, is that not something? And this is the guy that the American people have tolerated concerning tearing down the borders over the last 8 years, incriminating, defining Americans as the criminals and terrorists. Just like the sick-minded British king during the Revolutionary War, in which our forefathers had enough common sense to throw off. You've accepted it. Ryan's omnibus funds are also funding refugee programs. And by the way, Ryan is not one of the 84 co-sponsors of Babin's bill to halt the refugee operation. You want to know why? Because Paul Ryan stated that we're a compassionate country. Hey, folks, besides skin color, what's the difference between Paul Ryan and 95% of those you call representatives? Absolutely nothing. They're not there to stop anything. They're the ones advocating it. They're the ones getting paid to destroy your country. Again, this is perfect judgment. Folks, again, listen carefully. Now, Ryan said that we're a compassionate country. The refugee laws are important laws. We need to fund them coming in here. We need to allure them to come into our country. Just wait a minute. Do you remember last week when we were talking about the refugees that are plundering foreign countries like Denmark? And we found out that 450% more crimes were committed by Muslims than non-Muslims? Huh, we're a compassionate country to criminals? Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. This is a crime committed every 780. This is 780 every single day. That's how many crimes are committed by illegals coming into them countries. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. 77% of all rapes by less than 2% were from Muslims. England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. P.S., a side note, another branch off of that trunk, America, you do realize that prisons in America are proselytizing individuals, not to Christianity, but to the Muslim religion. Okay. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high security prisons out of a 5% Muslim population. Keep in mind, these are disarmed countries, many of them. Okay, so they can't defend themselves. In the United States of America, we're already beginning to see them stick their little devilish heads out of their holes. 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps. That means you're paying for them to be here. And 68.3% are on cash welfare. That means your tax dollars are giving them cash to do the things that they will and at will. Wow. I mean, according to Ryan, Paul Ryan, the criminal himself, he said we're a compassionate nation. Hey, folks, soft judges produce hardened criminals. This is sick. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Justice, again, friends, guards our liberties. These people are opening the door and alluring your sworn enemies to come within. And, of course, it's there to what? Create domestic insurrection. And, by the way, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see the same crimes committed against our forefathers were being committed on them by the tyrant named King George. Nothing new under the sun. They used foreign mercenaries to do their killing. And you better bet your... Hey, folks, I'm humored. I would love for someone to tell me what I'm telling you is not true. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, keep in mind, this radio show, if I was debating or giving you my opinion, I would have phone calls coming in all day. I'm giving you facts. I'm giving you history. I'm giving you the Bible, the Word of God, and I'm giving you the Constitution. No one can deny that, except those that want to revise your history, and you've let them do that as well, friends. How do you feel sorry for a people that don't actually stand up and defend themselves concerning the things that are taking place in this country? You can't. Again, it reminds me of the shipmaster. The captain of the ship, he was being shot at by a foreigner across the water. And the ship master, because he was so merciful, looked at him and said, "Hey, listen, don't do that again." He let him go when he had the upper hand. A second time, the same ship comes back and shoots at the merciful captain's ship. And the merciful captain looked at him and said, "Hey, don't do that again." The merciful captain, he had the upper hand. The third time came around, the ship came back because he's seen how foolish the merciful captain, as they might call them today, would only give him another pass. Well, guess what? The merciful captain and his crew all sank. They're at the bottom of the sea now. Why? Because they didn't understand that justice guards liberty. And yet, America, you've been playing the merciful captain on your ship for how long? And you've allowed these representatives, along with those that they're alluring into this country, to blow holes in the base of your ship, your country. And just keep in mind, friends, just so you understand how far this has gone, one hole sinks the ship. One hole sinks the ship. We need to get this straight, and we can. Did you know that Ryan's omnibus bill funds all of the Mideast immigration programs that have been exploited by terrorists in recent years? Folks, the terrorists are those that you call representatives. There's no question about it. I mean, just to prove the point, you've seen Keith Ellison out of Minneapolis here. After he won his seat, after he put his hand on the Quran and sworn in, the Muslims were going down, up and down. The FBI reported that they were going up and down in the halls of the Capitol, shouting out, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Well, who was standing there with a smile on their face when they were being sworn in? How many? Nancy Pelosi and others, friends? Maxine Waters? I mean, these fools that you have tolerated, every one of them belongs in jail. Again, friends, at least. And I'll get to that in just a moment. I'm going to show you the resolve. The omnibus bill that Paul Ryan passed would put U.S. on a path to approve admission for hundreds of thousands of immigrants from a broad range of countries with jihadist movements over the next 12 months on top of all the other. Hey, friends, how about you start sending the signal to the jihadists that you're not going to tolerate their garbage and their doctrine of devils? Like the off-duty cop did in Minnesota here when one of these Muslims walked around the mall and started saying, "Do you believe in Allah?" And when they'd say no, he would start stabbing them. Well, guess what this cop did? He caught wind of what was going on. He ran. He ran at that aggressor. That one that was perpetuating crimes against innocent people. And he shot him 6 times. To send the message, we will not stand down. You will be dealt with. America, that is the spirit of a patriot. We need to get our game on here, right? Let's learn a little something from history and not let it repeat itself. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, if I was in a black church right now, they'd say, "Bring it down, Brother Dean. Let's kick the hell out and let's get to heaven in." Amen. We are by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who is alluring, funding, and protecting illegals regardless of innocent Americans. It shows you who he is working for, folks. And this is abetting the enemy, friends. I'm sorry. This is exactly what he's doing. He's aiding and abetting the enemies of America, and this is treason. And again, you need to understand, this is nothing new under the sun. This is exactly what the tyrant King George did concerning mercenaries to be let loose on those that resisted his tyrannical order. And guess what he called them, friends? This is a fact. He called them terrorists. And what did Henry Kissinger, the pedophile himself, say? Those that resist the New World Order are, guess what? Are the terrorists. So they are going to incrementally, through a siege, which is perfect judgment of God, read Deuteronomy 28, through a siege, they're going to slowly tear down your ability to defend yourself. And because you're not listening to what I'm telling you right now, which is the word of God, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When it happens, you can't go on judgment day and look at the Lord and say, well, I didn't know. No, you know. Hey, folks, you have so many Bibles in this country. It's incredible. But for most of you, I could probably write damnation on top of them because there's so much dust on them, because they haven't been opened in years. It's a fact, isn't it? Getting back to this, the short memories of the American voters is what keeps our politicians in office. And again, we're talking about Speaker of the House giving everything over to the criminal in the White House, the foreigner in the White House, the sodomite in the White House, Barack Hussein Obama. Everything he wanted, he gave to him. And folks, it's all illegal. It needs to be torn down. And these individuals that pass these bills, which they derived out of thin air, need to be lawfully dealt with. And again, the Constitution demands that we do these things. Let's go over to some more of these things. The omnibus bill would put the U.S. on a path to approve admission for hundreds of thousands of migrants from a broad range of countries with jihadist movements over the next 12 months. On top of all the other, Paul's omnibus bill funds illegal alien resettlement. As a matter of fact, in other countries right now, this just came to the surface yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're seeing now Muslims going into these countries, and they're by force making the citizens of those prospective countries house illegals into their country. And that's exactly what judgment says in this country. And keep in mind, these are also the countries that just thought they were going to go ahead and spit against heaven without a response. And now they're beginning to understand that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And God is known by the judgments that he executes. So again, you're either going to reap the blessing through obedience, or you're going to reap the curse through disobedience. It's your call. Ryan's omnibus bill quadruples H-2B foreign workers' visas. Why? Because, folks, they're stacking the cards against you. That's why. Ryan's omnibus funds tax credits for illegal aliens. You pay for it. Ryan's omnibus locks in huge spending increases. And by the way, when I'm saying Ryan's omnibus bill, it's not ours, it's his. But they're forcing it down your throat, friends. Ryan's omnibus bill locks in huge spending increases. That means you pay for them. They don't. Ryan's omnibus bill fails to allocate funds to complete the 700-mile double-layer border fence that Congress promised the American people. Huh. Now, on the 13th, to bring it up to date, of November, was just 10 days ago, Paul Ryan said that removing illegal immigrants will not be a focus of a Trump administration, says Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan. Boy! Where is he wielding all this power, America? Somebody must be telling him something. He said, a long-standing supporter of open borders and cheap labor. You know, again, listen. Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, a long-standing supporter of open borders and cheap labor. Why? To put you out of work. That's why. You know, for a guy who seems so adamant about alluring the illegals into America, one should ask this criminal why it is that he has a fence around his property. Now, going to the next point, it was reported that ICE officers been disturbed to hear some of the recent comments. ICE officers that should enforce the laws against illegals, they've been disturbed to hear some of the recent comments by Republican House Speaker, the Council President Paul Ryan. Your 2015 spending bill funded sanctuary cities, the resettlement of illegal alien border crossers, the release of criminal aliens in executive amnesty, policies which jeopardize the safety and security of the American people. And while reports have documented that the border surge is currently the worst it's ever been, the ICE Council President said that a House Speaker, Paul Ryan, has pushed policies that would only exacerbate, folks, the situation. Blow it up. Make it worse. In the 9 months that you have served as House Speaker, I'm not aware of you holding a single press conference devoted exclusively to addressing this national crisis. Indeed, we were disheartened to learn that instead the House Speaker intends to push and fund policies which we would believe only make the situation much worse. In the letter, the National ICE Council demanded a meeting with Speaker Ryan, yet Ryan never responded. This is their demigod attitudes. They don't need to, America, because you don't hold them accountable. Yet Ryan never responded and never met with the council's president. Why? Because he doesn't feel that he needs to answer to you, America. Just like that of Barack Hussein Obama, just like that of Harry Reid, just like that of Nancy Pelosi, just like that of those that you call the good guys that let them do the things that they do. Wow. Now, when grieving mothers who were forced to bury their loved ones as a result of illegal alien crimes, when they tried to meet with Ryan, the Speaker of the House, he literally fled from them. Ryan doesn't care about our families one bit, said Laura Wilkerson, whose 18-year-old son was tied up, beaten, strangled, set on fire, and tortured to death by his illegal alien classmates. While they're even pushing him in public schools. Good for you, America. Paul Ryan is personally responsible for the deaths, maiming, and sexual assaults of thousands of innocent Americans and lawful residents, the grieving angel moms wrote in August. Paul Ryan has never shown one millionth the passion of defense of our families as he has spent advocating for policies that would result in the deaths of more Americans, folks. He has the blood of so many on his hands, said this mother. Blacks, whites, Asians, Hispanics, immigrants, and children of immigrants. If Ryan's considerable powers had been marshaled in any serious degree towards advocating for our families, demanding change for our families, or insisting upon the justice for our families, then so many more families just like us would have been saved. And for all the reasons and more, we deem Ryan disqualified from serving in Congress or any other position of public office that is supposed to represent we the people. Now there's someone paying attention. But sad to say, they had to lose their son before their eyes were opened. Folks, it's the duty of every American to put a stop to these criminals who have a care about protecting those who destroy and destroying those who they are to protect. America, enough is enough. There's a true story told of Major Andre. He had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty. And by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, therefore, in accordance with the laws of nations, be put to death. And on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes, all pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. But in the heart of George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant, his feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth a flood of tears. You see, America, Washington so loved his God and his country that he knew that if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country. America, George Washington knew it, your forefathers knew it, and anybody that really understands Christianity understands that justice has to be satisfied in this country. Now, we know how every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have triumphed, and yet the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. But guess what? Justice had to be satisfied. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Hey, folks, Isaiah 26, verse 9. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. It's time for you to bless God, America, and put an end to this, to tear down their unconstitutional policies, and to establish law, because we don't need more laws, America. We need good men to enforce the laws that we already have. And I'm sick of man's 10,000 commandments, therefore that's why I'm preaching to get back to God's 10. Though we are saved by grace through faith in that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya. Happy Thanksgiving.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.